Ah, but she was the queer old skelsha anyhow, and Olivia Trinket Holmes. I'm sure he was the queer old one.
Stand here, you fucking swampy, sir. Kerikusser.
Wollte der Bach sei ein Fluss, der Fluss sei ein Strom.
Oči da ne vidijo.
Ukrajinski futurizem, pan futurizem.
Naj vam za začetek povemo zgodbo o rojstvu ruskega futurizma. V njej ne bo mrzlih ruskih zim in kmečkega življa, ki ga tako strastno opisuje Tolstoj, romantičnih večerov Puškina in epske širine pohoda Igorjevega. Ne. Začeli bomo s sovjetskim srednje težkim tankom T-34, ki se je izkazal v bitkah druge svetovne vojne in se uspešno bojeval proti nemškim tigrom in panterjem, ponosnim železnim konjem Hitlerjevega rajha.
Prvi tanki za znako T-34 so bili namreč ustvarjeni na ukrajinskih ravnicah natančne v mestu Harkov leta 1940. Približno 500 km jugo-jugozahodno pa so 30 let poprej, torej leta 1910, v bivši grški koloniji Herson, ki je seveda del Ukrajine, umetniki z imeni David Poljuk, Vasilij Kamenski in Velimir Hlebnikov osnovali skupino Gilea. Njenemu osnovnemu jedru sta se leto dni kasneje pridružila še Aleksej Kručonih in Vladimir Majakovski. Skupaj pa so v izredno mrzlem decembru, tako govorijo viri, leta 1912 z izdajo manifesta Zaušnica javnemu okusu započeli gibanje s kasnejšim akademskim imenom Ruski futurizem.
V evropski žitnici, kot so včasih rekli Ukrajini, pa sta se rodila še dva velikana evropske avantgarde. To sta bila Aleksander Arhipenko in Kazimir Malevič. Prvi je že leta 1906 odšel v Pariz, Malevič pa je v okviru svojega suprematističnega gibanja deloval predvsem v Rusiji.
Če je bila torej zibelka vzhodnega futurizma prav v Ukrajini, pa je bila prva res ukrajinska zbirka futuristične poezije izšla v bistvu šele leta 1913, ko je najbolj znani ukrajinski futurist in teoretik futurizma, Mihajlo Semenko, izdal knjigo Preludij. Semenko je vse do svoje nasilne smrti v 30-ih ostal gonilo ukrajinskega futurizma, več o njem in marsičem, kar se je dogajalo okrog njega, pa Marina Dmitrijeva, sodelavka inštituta Center for East Central European Studies v Leipzigu.
One of its leading figures was the poet and theoretician Mihajlo Semenko. After grounding the short-lived group Queer Futurism on the eve of the World War I, he continued his organizational activities by editing the journal Mistestvo, the Art, which appeared in 1919, marked by the desire to find the national tradition clearly visible in its title page, designed by a well-known Art Nouveau artist, Georgi Narbu. However, shortly afterwards, Semenko founded a group of pan-futurist destructivists, whose declared goal was the destruction of all tradition. These goals were pursued aggressively and with much energy, despite difficult economic circumstances. They advertised themselves in the press in the form of manifestos, one of which was the newspaper Katafalk of Art, published in Russian, in Kiev 22. Under the motto, Long Live the Continuation of Futurism, it celebrated the liquidation of art, whose corpse smell has spread across Europe, Asia, Africa and America, and calls for an immediate funeral. We, pan-futurist conquistadors, contemporaries and participants in a social revolution, have the opportunity also to climb the summits of history and survey the past from there as well as the distant horizon of the future. Thus, the special and temporal coordinates, the summits of history looming about the continents we are marked out. Each moment surveyed from this contemporary vantage point belonged to the present. At the same time, it was already residing in the past, contained in destruction of itself. The anticipation of the future was thus also the snapshot of the moment. The storm towards the future gives us wings. The manifesto also liked using militaristic terminology, vanguard, liquidation, fighter. Theoretically, pan-futurism had its foundation as the quoted scientific system of an epoch of transition, as announced in the journal Semaphore for the Future, a pan-futurist apparatus, published in Kiev in May 22.
Tako kot je to v človeški naravi, umetnost odseva družbeno dogajanje, pogosto tudi politično. V tem pogledu hoče umetnost subverzirati družbo, jo opozoriti na razne ličinke, ki so se zaredile v njenih temnih kotičkih in ljudem odpreti oči v najširšem smislu. Tako so avantgardisti, ki so bili seveda še najostrejši nasprotniki zastarele tradicije, zagovorniki urbanizma in kozmopolitizma. Ubrali še najbolj praktično pot za razširjanje svojih prekucuških idej. Povezovali so se v skupine, ki svojega dela niso objavljale v knjigah, temveč v časopisih. Eden izmed ključnih razlogov za ta medij izražanja je vsekakor želja potem, da bi bili dostopni čim večjemu številu bralcev, med katere so poskušali zasaditi semena svoje ideologije.
V Ukrajini je bila to predvsem ideologija popolne destrukcije stare tradicionalne umetnosti, ki je svojo plesnjo zlepila možgan ljudi in družbe, ki je bila že dolgo ujeta v kolo časa. Pozdravljali so družbo prihodnosti, ki je osvobojena vseh predsodkov. To so bile seveda splošne ideje futuristov. Ukrajinski panfuturisti pa so jih še presegli, saj so ob vsem tem postregli še znanstveno teorijo o destrukciji.
Ko govorimo o časopisu kot mediju, s katerim so avantgardisti hoteli prodreti do ljudskih mas, pa se postavlja vprašanje, koliko običajnih ljudi, ki niso bili iz umetniških krogov, je časopisje avantgardistov sploh dobilo v roke. Kot bomo kasneje še slišali, je jasna samo ena stvar. Oblasti tovrstnih manijakali vsekakor niso prezrle. Prav z oblastmi so imeli avantgardisti ogromno težav, sploh v primeru Ukrajine, ki je bila v primežu ruskega imperija z izjemo let 1917 in 1918, ko si je Ukrajina priborila kratkotrajno samostojnost. Če so bile oblasti tudi v vseh drugih državah, kjer so delovali avantgardisti v konfliktu z njimi, je bilo to v Ukrajini še za las huje. V dobrem letu samostojnosti je zaživela tako imenovana ukrajinizacija, v kateri so oblasti spodbudile razvoj in utrjevanje vsega ukrajinskega. Ko pa je Ukrajina ponovno padla pod oblast Velike Sovjetske zveze, se je zgodilo ravno obratno. Ukrajinski umetniki in intelektualci so bili seveda ogrožena vrsta.
Ukrainian independence as rather a Ukrainian republic was short-lived because it joined the great family of Soviet republics after the foundation of Soviet Union in 1922. The relationship to the Ukrainian future of Ukrainian futurism to the Russian Soviet counterparts remained ambivalent to critical throughout and was accompanied by heavy debate in aggressive conflicts. There is only one edition of the journal I showed you, the Semaphore of Future, neither follow-up editions nor the Pan-Futurism International announced in this volume ever came to fruition. Nonetheless, the futurist movement in the Ukraine had a relatively long lifespan. From 1927 to 30, the Pan-Futurist group published the journal Nova Generacija, The New Generation in Kharkiv. It was Ukraine's new capital city in the Soviet era. Subtitled Journal of the Left Artistic Formation, it became the chief forum of Ukrainian modernism.
Kljub temu, da se nocoj ukvarjamo z ukrajinskim panfuturizmom, Moramo povedati, da je bila to le ena od vej futurizma, ki so ga umetniki zganjali v Ukrajini. Umetniško dogajanje je bilo v tem pogledu izjemno bogato, saj so se ustvarjalci povezovali v številne avantgardistične skupine, izdajali veliko časopisov in organizirali različna srečanja in dogodke. Ti so pošteno prevetrili dogajanje po ukrajinskih mestih, ki so takrat bolj kot ne uživala status zapačenih vasi.
A pojdimo nazaj k našim panfuturistom. Mihajlo Semenko, Geoš Kurupi in Oleksa Slisarenko so vidnejša imena umetnikov, ki so se leta 1921 povezali v združenje panfuturistov, skrajšano Aspanfut. Pod vodstvom Semenka jim je uspelo objaviti prvo številko časopisa Semafor za prihodnost oziroma ukrajinsko Semafor v Majbutne in časopisa Katafalk umetnosti oziroma Katafalk izkustva, kot bi mu rekli v izvirnem jeziku. Aspanfut je kasneje razpadel in deloval pod različnimi imeni. Združenje komunistične kulture, Vseukrajinsko združenje delavcev komunistične kulture ter Unija proletarskih pisateljev Ukrajine. Več o prej omenjenem katafalku umetnosti pa je povedala Marina Dmitrijeva na letošnji konferenci o avantgardah v Poznanu.
Zetava offers a decorative and unusual combination of the vernacular decorativism with an art script. The script that invented this art, artist Narbot, that was a special script based on baroque characters. The combination of this baroque script with the strictly geometrical appearance. Latin and Cyrillic letters also were combined, and it was also the invention of the editors. The journal was accompanied by an edition of the alphabet. The colorful design with its juicy greens, bright reds and black, as well as its movable letters that were playfully spread out from top to bottom, contrast with the seriousness of the task of the editors themselves. The almost folkloristic character distinguished this journal from other, many other contemporary trends in the design of avant-garde journals. The camel poem across the ocean on 8 cards, printed in the opening of the journal, leaves a contrasting impression. This example of poetry painting in two scripts, red and black, is directed to all, всем, 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 and reflects the author's Mihailo Semenko's ambitious expectation. The consciously rigid, depersonalized, box-like character of its graphic design represents the ethos of the collective global spirit. All continents and corners of the world are tied together by the revolution in a circular manner. It is worth commenting here that Semenko himself worked as a telegraph clerk in Vladivostok during the First War, which explained maybe the telegraphic aesthetic chosen for this issue. Apart from typical futurist topoi such as electricity, aero, radio apparatus, metro and machine, you can also find more abstract concepts such as commune, collective or terra, aligned in the form of a rebus. One axis of the network connects Moscow with Kiev via Vladivostok, Honolulu, San Francisco, Chicago and New York, as well as London, Paris, Berlin, Warsaw. This audiovisual Byzantine work, the poetry painting was supposed to be spoken as it's in order to contain an audio element as well, suggested an almost apocalyptic vision of a renovation of the world. The diluvial masses were set in movement, oceans and mountains, subterranean strata in the cosmos, rivers and waterfalls, metropolises, as well as remote and exotic locations. Niagara, Alaska, the North, inhabited by the, as it was written, Eskimo without temperament. They were all drawn into the world revolution. Aside from the bold typographic design, the poem also uses a new script format, mixing Cyrillic and Latin letters, a sort of Esperanto. Ironic elements correct the otherwise pathetic seriousness of this work. Zemlya is Mars, або Семенко ідіот.
Manifest kot najbolj znana in znamenita forma izraza avantgardnih teženj se tudi v ukrajinski avantgardi, natančne panfuturizmu, izraža v prav posebni, od drugih avantgard različni maniri.
After a promising beginning in which the panfuturist position in the world order was set out, the movement was grounded theoretically in form of a manifesto, as it is proper. These manifestos were published in the journal in several languages, in Ukrainian, Russian and German, Die Kunst ist tot, French, Du panfuturism spécial, and English, What panfuturism wants, in several variations, which were not identical translations of each other. The Ukrainian literati declared panfuturism as the end of all isms, and themselves to be proper peers to Italian futurism, while at the same time asserting their ideological difference from this, as they called them imperialist epigons and future traitors. This rejection and approval at the same time.
Strah blodi po Evropi, strah futurizma, je bil moto prve in edine številke časopisa Semafor za prihodnost, ki je izšla leta 1922. Pri tem gre zopet za poigravanje s komunističnimi pomisleki, v tem primeru seveda za začetek komunističnega manifesta, česar so se ukrajinski panfuturisti pogosto posluževali. Njihovo delovanje je bilo nujno povezano tudi s takrat vladajočo ideologijo komunizma. Uresničitev komunističnih idej naj bi bila po njihovem možna šele po popolni destrukciji, za katero so imeli panfuturisti, kot rečeno, svojo znanstveno teorijo. Delo Aspanfuta literarni zgodovinarji pripisujejo površinski eksperimentalizem pod pretvezo deklaracij, zaradi česar naj bi bila umetnost tega združenja v službi revolucionarne propagande. V letih 1924 in 1925 je skupina dokončno razpadla. Vendar pa se je, kot je to povedala tudi Marina Dmitrijeva, večina sodelavcev zopet povezala v skupini Nova generacija. Če ji še malo prisluhnemo, pa bomo izvedeli nekaj več o distribuciji prej omenjenega panfuturističnega časopisa Semafor za prihodnost.
It also sort to play, as you can see, they were advertising for other publication in the first line for Sturm, Mock and other, from Central and Western Europe. It also sought to play a mediating role between the avant-garde movement in the West and the Ukraine, the same as Zenit. The same click as you need, and printed information about events in the West and Central European art scene, as well as articles by individual artists. Enrico Francolini was on the advisory board, along with Herbert Walden and Vasco Bobolinage, to name some of the foreign members of its editorial staff. Walden, then a prominent promoter of futurism, took it upon himself to distribute the journal in Europe from his base in Berlin. He had got to know the editors on a tour to Kharkiv. One of the plans of new generation, which was not realized, was to write a documented history of Ukrainian futurism and to integrate it into the general history of European world.
Kot smo pravkar slišali, je torej besedo o ukrajinskem panfuturizmu poneslo po vsej Evropi. To besedo pa so različne diktature spretno zatrle, zaradi česar so avantgardna gibanja s časoma tudi odšla v pozabo. Tako kot se je to zgodilo tudi v drugih evropskih državah, so avantgardo v Ukrajini začeli na novo odkrivati desetletje potem, ko je doživela svoje vrhunce, natančneje šele v 60-ih letih prejšnjega stoletja.
Pri vseh raziskovanjih historične avantgarde pa pridemo tudi do vprašanja raziskovanja folklore v luči avantgardnega. Je torej usmeritev v folkloro nujna, da razbije predhodni tok tradicionalne umetnosti, ki se je razvila prav v nasprotovanju z ustno, če ne vedno, pa vsaj kdaj? Kot bomo slišali kasneje, gre pri interpretaciji Marije Dmitrijeve za nasprotovanje, kjer se ljudsko oziroma vernakularna umetnost uporabi predvsem za reinterpretacijo umetnosti same. S to reinterpretacijo pa ustvarjalci stopajo v boj proti sami umetnosti, zdaj združeno, zdaj posamično.
Uporaba folklore pa seboj prinese tudi nadih nacionalistične usedline. Samo dejstvo pa je v času priključevanja Ukrajine Sovjetski zvezi izpadlo kot skrajno neprimerno in nepravilno. To pa zato, ker je bila ideologija Sovjetske zveze pravzaprav mitokreacija lastne folklore, ki ni dopuščala posameznih nacionalnih idej, posledično pa tudi folklore ne. Vse to v službi razreda.
They tried to instrumentalize the folk art, and the folk art was a very important issue for the Soviet, for the socialist realism. But what the avant-garde artists tried to do, they tried to to reinvent the folk art, to free it from ethnography. It was seen in many movements in the Jewish art, in the Jewish Kulturliga movement, also in Kiev in the same time. They collected artifacts, but they tried to create modern art on the base of elements of folk art. I showed you this stage costume by Petrinsky, and you can see elements of Cubo futurism and at the same time the folk tradition. And they tried to look for other folk, not for such cult figures like Shevchenko, Taras Shevchenko, or Adam Mickiewicz in Poland, but to get rid of them and to invent another icons or this folk suprematism, so stitch elements, so it's innumerable. And it was after that instrumentalized by Soviet power from Moscow, and this Ukrainian modernism, they were condemned for sentence for being Ukrainian nationalist, for folk art.
Pri opazovanju avantgard je verjetno najbolj zanimivo ravno njihovo sopostavljanje in še posebej pri futurizmu se ni možno upreti ugotavljanju povezav z italijanskim futurizmom in marinetijem, kateremu pripisujemo začetek te umetniške ideologije. Poslušajmo, kaj nam bo o tem povedala Marina Dmitrijeva.
In his comparative analysis of Italian futurism with Ukrainian futurism, Georg Kuruki, spoke about two points of intersection in global modernism and their importance for the arts. They were Marinetti's founding manifesto and Cimento's pan-futurist manifesto. Futurism revolutionary role in the arts is being compared with social revolution as announced by Marx. In his manifesto with the canonical 11 points, Cimento also refers to Marinetti's manifesto published in Figaro in 1999. The Italian futurism was described as the art of the epoch of transition. Its main achievement is the destruction of old art, and particularly the introduction of the principle of active destruction in its fattura texture, that is, the revolution of artistic form. But in comparison to Italian futurism, the pan-futurism offered a scientific theory of destruction, something Marinetti did not achieve. The task of this destructive action is to pass art into atoms. Only then, with the arrival of communism, could constructive work begin. Thus, the Ukrainians were also markedly different from their fellow artists from Moscow, who at the same time were busy developing the theoretical foundation of constructivism. The second revolutionary transformation, as they called it, beginning with Gustav Kahn and completed by Marinetti, was the unification of art with life. This meant an expanded conception of art, which was so important for modernism. For the Ukrainian theoreticians, the central task was to solve the problem of the form, seeking to overcome the dualism of art, form and content. The pan-futurists developed their own formula for art, and it was called ideology plus factura. The ideology was to consist in a proletarian spirit, factura was the material form and content all together. While ideology was seen as a constant for all epoch in time, so considered as a zeitgeist, the factura was an exponent and some of the means for the realization of art regulated by daily life. Thus, the factura acquired a central meaning for the Ukrainian pan-futurist, although it should not be confused with the Russian term factura texture as advanced by Alexei Gagarin. According to the Ukrainians, their achievement was an attempt at giving a new definition of art in a Marxist or quasi-Marxist philosophical context, and thus provided a contrast to the entire.
V splošnem se pojavi vprašanje, kako je treba torej gledati na avantgardna dogajanja v Evropi, kot osamljene primere ali kot dobro povezane pojave. Sodobne avantgardne študije se v teh trenutkih ukvarjajo predvsem s povezovanjem različnih avantgard v mrežo vozlišč. Vse to pa je potrebno storiti v skupnem prostoru prevedenih tekstov. Čeprav je že Goethe izražal željo po branju v izvirnih jezikih, se zdijo take pobude nujne in vredne podpore, saj že zaradi dejstva, da zna izobražen človek, kamli neučen, zadovoljivo govoriti mnogo manj jezikov, kot jih obstaja v Evropi, kjer so avantgarde v 20-ih letih orale ledino.
I come to the end. Can we see this self, maybe self-proclaimed futurism as a part of a European, perhaps even global futurist movement? Or should it maybe be compared with other semi-futurist movements in Central and South Eastern Europe, which emerged only after the World War I and developed marked differences from its Western European counterparts? Similarly to the Polish and Southeastern European colleagues, the Ukrainian artists and literati displayed great affinities to Dada. Despite its ideological underpinnings and strong interest in theory, marking out this movement's difference from Dadaist colleagues in Berlin and Paris, it was characterized by an enormous degree of liberty in the artistic gestures, humoresque, clownery, and persiflage, frequently resorting to the use of borrowed form. Generally, the vernacular elements, such as, for example, folk suprematism, element of stitching integrated into an abstract image, the use of traditional folk materials in collage, Vertep Christmas show in Les Courbes theater, you see here an example for this Corbus costume made by Anatoly Petritsky, etc. Disclose a tendency to mix in folkloristic forms to fine arts by first separating and then recombining them in a new context. Its uses of ethnographic and folklore elements played an important role despite the futurist's own fears of disclosing a narrow provincialism on the outskirts of Europe. At the same time, the punk futurists were keen to turn their funny game of dice on the ruins of traditional culture into the foundation for a new understanding of culture, which was to be modern and revolutionary, but simultaneously naive and folkloristic, as well as analytical and intellectual, national and transnational. But the movement ended abruptly. Most of its supporters were seized by Soviet authority in the mid 30s and perished in Stalin's Gulag system.
Za panfuturiste umetnost ni imela izrazne in estetske funkcije, še manj pa so zagovarjali umetnost kot odsev ali imitacijo resničnosti. Izpostavljali so namreč raznolikost definicij umetnosti in s tem potrjevali njeno kompleksnost. Če bi se opredelili za zgolj eno idejo in usmeritev, bi delovali proti umetnosti. Semenko je nekoč izjavil sledeče. Mi, ukrajinski panfuturisti, smo del svetovnega procesa uničenja umetnosti in stojimo na robu gigantske integracije, ki bo nedvomno zgradila drugo vejo zgodovine umetnosti za naslednja tisočletja. Kot pa avantgardistom pritiče, so bili tudi panfuturisti prepričani, da bodo to dejansko tudi dosegli in vzpostavili nove vrednote in usmeritve v umetnosti, dotedanjo tradicijo pa praktično uničili.
The Italians, personified by the prophet Marinetti, served as the predecessors of the real futurists, the pan-futurists, who took over their message. However, the proclamation at the beginning that ghost is haunting Europe, the ghost of futurism, this was no longer true for all parts of Europe. The new ghost was constructivist. The actual development of futurism in Europe and the conflicts within this movement were characteristically outside of the interest zone of the Ukrainians. Some brief information in Semaphore for the Future is devoted to a different movement in Italy, the metaphysical painting of the ex-futurist Carlo Caravaggio, John Chirico. Although Rome, as you can see was represented in this imaginary network of modernity, other centers had much greater importance for the Ukrainians, notably Berlin and Paris. Both cities were emphasized due to their function as center of Dadaism, and Dada is indeed discussed here as a modern incarnation of futurism, more precisely as a synthesis between cubism and futurism. Moscow plays a subordinate role in this network, which is telling in what we could perhaps today call a post-colonial setting. Mayakovsky and Vasily Kamensky were invited to a duel, with Mayakovsky being called up to become a pan-futurist or corpse and communicate this response telegraphically. In the eyes of the Ukrainian, Moscow was gentrified. The reports from Moscow are very critical and laconic. They focus on peripheral issues and ignore the important theoretical debates and institutions such as Kutamas or the Academy of Art Sciences in Krakow. Even when in his theoretical writings on poetropainting, Semenko claims the transformation of language into elements as the word as such, he does not mention the Russian futurists like William Levnikov or Alexei Kuchonin, who were the proponents of this movement. His interest and perspective are clearly tied to Berlin and Paris, to the West. Just as their Italian predecessors, the Ukrainian futurists sought a combination of art and life and demanded a synesthesia of the arts. The traditional distinction between high art and the art of the masses, as well as the gap between the professional and lay art, was to be annihilated. Artistic praxis was to realize the materialization of the world. The pan-futurist distinguished theoretically between the dynamic world, which was to merge with the idea, and the static world, the graphic or painted representation of the world. The former was expressed in time, the second in space. The poetry also moved into the sphere of theater and painting. Audio poetry and poetry film were also envisaged as emerging art form. One example was the synthesis of painting and sculpture, painting in the work of the Ukrainian sculptor Alexander Archipenko, living in Berlin at the time, Well, the visual poetry by Samantha himself is the rural landscape. An important medium for pan-futurists was the action theater. This movement expounded the idea of collective rhythmical action whose setting was no longer the theater stage, but the entire city. With this point, the Ukrainian futurists responded to the mass performances that has taken place in the new revolutionary festivals in Moscow, Petrograd and Kiev in 1920, but they did not mention them. These agitprop actions were designed by leftist parties who were united under the generic term futurist. Many Ukrainian artists participated. You see here the agitprop train design made by Vasily Milov and another agitship by Alexander Tischler. Magnitsky himself followed these actions with much attention and praised what he called the Lenin invasions and mass actions as a victory for futurists.
Po uničenju velike umetnosti si je avantgarda želela, da bi na mesto umetnost množice usmerili v biofiziko, ekonomijo, politiko, eksperimente in ekologijo, s čimer bi razvijali družbo. Na področju družbe so promovirali tudi razvoj telesne kulture, športa in pa osebne higiene.
Končno so tudi predstavniki ukrajinske avantgarde, prav tako kot večina vzhodnoslovanskih ali natančneje sovjetskih avantgard, z odlokom Josifa Visarjonoviča Stalina v enem samo umetniškem slogu iz začetka 30-ih let zabredli v krizo. Vse to se je dogajalo na vzlic dejstvo, da so postale s povišenim sovjetskim terorjem skupine nosilke ideologij, ki so svojo poetiko direktno navezovale na agitpropovske tendence vladajoče države. Skupina futuristov z imenom Nova generacija, ki je nastala v Harkovu 27. leta pod uredništvom Mihajla Semenka in je začela modernizirati ukrajinsko književnost s pridihom evropske nove umetnosti, je že čez dve leti postala vse ukrajinsko združenje delavcev komunistične kulture, v letu 1930 pa Unija proletarskih pisateljev Ukrajine. Navkljub vsem preimenovanjem so bili ob koncu leta 1931 primorani zapustiti skupino in jo razpustiti. Mnogi izmed njih pa so bili ali usmrčeni ali naučeni pravilnega reda svetovne zgodovine in so sprejeli partijsko linijo socrealizma. Zadnjo izbiro, imenovali bi jo lahko tudi izbiro za življenje, se je strinjal denimo o poltoracki, najbolj znan predstavnik ukrajinskega futurizma, Mihajlo Semenko pa je bil na vrhuncu Stalinovih čistk leta 1937 strani ljudskega komisarjata za notranje zadeve NKDV-ja usmrčen. Kot obilica drugih nejasnih in ideološkoskih smrti pa je bila tudi njegova ponovna preiskana in je bil v kasnejših časih rehabilitiran ter tako spoznan za nedolžnega. A kaj, ko je smrt že prišla in črna zemlja že legla na njegove oči?
Bele, bele od korala, bele zube ima Galja. Telo belo, ona ima telo belo kao Liljan. Sva je mazna, nežna, svuda, puna čari, puna čuda. Srce ima od kristala. Galja! Galja.
Besedilo sva prebrala Anja in Dino, tehniciral je Antonio, oddajo pa sta pripravila Jelena in Andrej.
but she was the queer old skewsh anyhow, and Olivia Trinkin' Toes. I'm sure he was the queer old one.
Stand here, you fucking swamboots, do you? Characters, I've got problems, I've got problems.
Wollte der Bach sei ein Fluss, der Fluss sei ein Strom.
Oči da ne vidijo.